近40个不同的教会去拜访他们。
One picture is that so many ambassadors or brothers and sisters who went out to visit churches nearby.
另外一个是一批一批的弟兄姊妹在轮流进食。
And then also a group by group, people are fasting.
而且是整天的进食。
And they're fasting all day.
所以这个图画让我心里面一方面很感动，一方面也很心疼。
And these pictures on one hand moved my heart and also I feel compassion toward the brothers and sisters.
这个轮番上阵的图画。
This picture that take turns, we go up to the front line.
我相信是要叫神得荣耀，也让神的旨意能够成就在我们中间。
I'm sure this move will glorify the Lord's name and also have His will done among us.
你看，像修华刚才讲的，神不是只是叫我们扩大我们的疆界而已。
Like the testimony I just shared, not only the Lord is going to extend our territory.
更重要的是神在这里扩大我们的心胸，扩大我们的 capacity， 我们的度量。
But the Lord is also enlarging our heart and the capacity to serve.
你看，我们接触到伊朗的教会。
Like we make contact with Iranian church.
我们接触到美国的教会。
American churches.
中国的教会。
Chinese churches.
上个礼拜因为董智慧姊妹拉的线，让我们四个弟兄姊妹去跟将近30个韩国牧师们交通。
And last Sunday we went to have fellowship with more than 30 Korean pastors because of the contact of Christina.
弟兄姊妹，神要我们不是只是做一个关起门来自己享受神恩典的教会。
The Lord never intends that we would just enjoy His blessings with closed walls.
那从网络上来信鼓励我们、支持我们、陪着我们进食的大有人在。
There's so many brothers and sisters who told us that they are sharing our fasting with us.
所以我们心里面非常感动。
And that really moved our heart.
那因为我们在办公室上班，所以每一天在教会里面的守望祷告都看见有弟兄姊妹来。
And since we work in the church office, we see brothers and sisters who come to attend the watch prayer.
很多人一大清早上班之前跑到教会来祷告。
Many come to church to pray before they go to work in the morning.
有人中午用牺牲吃饭的时间跑到教会来祷告。
And some sacrifice their lunch break to come to church to pray.
我们礼拜三还有6位连长的弟兄姊妹。 很多都80多岁的跑来祷告。
And on Wednesday, about 6 elderly brothers and sisters who joined the prayer watch.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们所求的都不是这些外面的事情，而是属灵的实际。
What we are asking, what we are after, is not these our activities, but the reality of the spiritual.
让我想起圣经里面约书亚记跟士师记是紧接在一起的。
It reminds me that in the Bible, the book of Joshua and Judges are together.
可是你如果读完这两卷书，你发现他们中间有一个很大的不同。
But then, if you read them, you will discover a big difference between these two books.
在约书亚记，当神百姓刚强的时候。
In the book of Joshua, when the people of God were strong,
没有一个仇敌可以在神百姓面前站立得住。
Not one enemy was able to stand before God's people.
而你当读到士师记的时候，
But when you read the book of Judges,
你发现几乎任何一个仇敌都可以来辖制欺压神的百姓。
Then you notice just about anyone can come and oppress the people of God.
一次又一次的神的百姓落在非利士人、落在米甸人、落在各式各样仇敌的辖制底下。
Time after another, Another people of God fell into the hands of their enemy.
几乎任何一个仇敌兴起来，他们都可以侵占以色列，辖制以色列。
Just about any enemy can come and oppress and invade Israelites.
弟兄姊妹，你注意到这幅图画的对比没有？
And you see the contrast of these differences.
可以是一模一样的环境。
Yes, they might face the same situation.
但是因为里面生命的情形不一样。
But because their inward life is different.
带下来完全不同的结果。
Therefore, they see different results.
一个是神百姓，没有一个仇敌能在他们面前站得住。
In one picture, not one enemy was able to stand before the people of God.
所有的仇敌都伏在约书亚和当时百姓的脚下。
All enemies were subdued before the feet of Joshua and the people of God.
神的百姓脚掌所踏之地都成为他们的产业。
Everywhere they set their feet down, that place become their possession.
仇敌都向他们降服。
And all the enemies were subdued and surrendered.
而士师记里面都一再失败。
But yet people of God kept on being defeated in the book of Judges.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们是一模一样的情形。
And we're facing the same situation today.
有多少时候，当我们光景不对的时候，
If our condition is not right before God.
一点点的病可以把我们这个人打倒。
A small sickness can strike us down.
一点点世界的诱惑可以叫我们落在 的试探 落在网罗之中。
A little temptation can cause us to be snared.
一点点家庭的问题可能让人 depressed 或者让人想自杀了。
A family problem can cause us depression, even thoughts of suicide.
在工作上碰到一点困难，我们整个人就思虑烦恼，睡不着觉了。
A little difficulty at work can cause us to lose sleep.
但是弟兄姊妹，当我们刚强的时候
But when we are strong,
我们知道所有的仇敌都是我们的食物
then we know that all our enemies are our food.
所有的仇敌让我们这个人在主面前更刚强
and all the enemies can only cause us to be stronger in the Lord.
弟兄姊妹啊，因此当这一阵子当我们的呼召弟兄姊妹起来进食的时候
But these days we're calling brothers and sisters to fast.
我请求弟兄姊妹不要漏过这个机会
and ask that you will not waste this opportunity.
我最近在读 Bill Bright 他们所写的那些进食的见证。
Recently, I've been reading testimonies of fasting written, collected by Bill Bright.
我发现光光在美国就不知道有多少上千的教会曾经参加过四十天的进食啊。
Then I realized that more than 1,000 churches in America have participated in 40-day fasting.
但是弟兄姊妹啊，我们真的是需要认识进食的宝贵。
We need to know the value of fasting.
很多人在里面做见证说他们太晚参加进食了。
A lot of people testify that they joined the fasting too late.
就像很多基督徒信主以后说我为什么没有早点信耶稣一样。
Like many Christians would regret, how come I did not become Christian sooner?
弟兄姊妹，当我们刚开始操练进食的时候，一定会面对考验的。
When we start fasting, for sure we will face challenges.
就跟淑美说的 ，potato chips 放在嘴巴又拿出来，弟兄姊妹，这都是很宝贵的学习啊。
Just like Sister Amy just shared, she had to take the potato chip out of her mouth, but this is a very precious practice and lesson.
从前我们可能连马铃薯 potato 看都不想看的。
Before we probably did not even look at potatoes.
进食的时候连马铃薯的味道都很香的。
When you are fasting, even potatoes taste good.
那从前人家说吃到七成饱活到老，我们七成饱不过瘾呢。
People usually advise that don't eat to full stomach, just 70% full. But then that's not satisfying.
你进食的时候，有时候都想连一粒花生米都偷吃一下都很过瘾，对不对
？But then when you are fasting, you long for even a peanut.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹啊，当神在这里带领我们操练的时候
，So when God is leading us to practice fasting，
我们才发现原来我们对食物是这样子的依赖，没有办法脱离它的束缚。
Then we realize our tremendous dependency on food that we cannot break away。
上个礼拜我们也说过，希望借着操练进食，我们不光只是对食物进食啊。
Last week I sharedThrough fasting, not only that we fast food.
我们借着进食来认识到底在我们身上有哪些东西捆绑我们。
But through fasting, we get to recognize what is binding us.
可能是电视，可能是钱财，可能是网络，可能是任何一件事情。
It could be TV, could be money, could be internet, could be anything.
让我们借着这一段的时间，我们被神分别出来。
But let's use this period to be separate out unto God.
虽然刚才淑美已经复习了一遍，我再跟大家复习一遍上个礼拜讲的进食的五件祝福，还记不记得
？I will review with you five blessings of fasting.
第一个是什么？上礼拜听过，刚刚他有讲过，生命更纯净，生活更敬虔，记不记得
？That our life would be more purified and more godly.
第二件事情
，Second blessing.
与神更为亲密。第三件事情，灵里更为敏锐。
That will have more sensitivity in the spirit.
平常怎么会为了吃一个东西觉得不对呢？
Normal times we will not be convicted if we eat something.
平常怎么会为了一个思想，我们里面会有那么直接的感觉，觉得不圣洁呢
？We will be convicted by a ungodly thought.
从前也不会为了讲错一句话马上就敏感到我今天不属灵。
Or we'd be convicted by a word that we miss, we speak.
你会发现你在进食的时候你灵里面真的非常的敏锐啊。
But when we're fasting, our spirits are more sensitive.
第四件事情。
But the fourth blessing.
经常带下转机。
That we bring about breakthrough.
弟兄姊妹那个困境的突破。
That we can break through our difficulty.
危机的解除。
And then we will do away the crisis.
仇敌的失败。
And then the defeat of the enemy.
或者我们属灵的转机啊，那就是说你追求圣灵充满，你常常在进食的里面会得着。
Oh, it will bring about our spiritual turning point.
第五件事情
What's the number five blessing?
记不记得蒙受特别的祝福
That we will receive special blessings.
弟兄姊妹，我希望我们在座的弟兄姊妹，我们加油。
I hope that we will keep going.
每一次饿的时候
Every time when you feel hungry,
对我们都是提醒
It's a reminder.
是祷告的提醒
It's a reminder to pray.
叫我们去亲近神转向神
That we will turn and be drawn to God.
所以你那天饿几次你至少就祷告几次了
So, however times you feel hungry,That many times you will come to God to pray.
每一次饿的时候是一个征战的提醒。
And every time we are hungry, we're reminded to fight.
要让我们知道 CUP 的打仗正在前面。
And we know the battle of CUP is right in front of us.
每一次饿的时候是我们感恩的提醒。
And every time we are hungry, it's a reminder to be thankful.
平常吃东西都很少感恩的。
Because we hardly thank for food in normal days.
你有没有进食完那一天第一次吃东西的时候你会不会很感谢
Don't you feel thankful the first meal after your fasting?
有一个说不出来的感恩，哇，我可以自由的吃东西。
And your heart is full of thanksgiving. Now I can eat freely what I want.
而且什么东西都好吃。
And everything tastes so good.
弟兄姊妹，让我们学会，借着这个饿的感觉，让我们属灵上有突破啊。
That through experience of hunger that will have a spiritual breakthrough.
我不能再讲了，我们今天讲我们要讲的题目。
Okay, now let's go back. Let's go to our topic today.
我们一连串讲属灵的征战。
We have a series of topics on spiritual battle.
弟兄们怎么样子胜过仇敌呢
？That how brothers overcome the enemy.
今天我们讲到第八章。
This is the number eight topic.
我定的主题叫虽然疲乏还是追赶。
So exhausted, but keep up the pursuit.
说到我们在主面前那个持续的力量，不妥协的力量。
This is the strength to endure and not compromise.
我们在神面前不灰心，我们不放弃。
That we will not despair nor give up.
今天的经文诗篇十八篇三十七节，我们一起同声来读。
Let's read together Psalm 18, verse 37. It's on your program sheet.
我要追赶我的仇敌，并要追上他们。不将他们灭绝，我总不归回。你注意到我要追赶。
It says I will pursue.
要追上。
And I will overtake them.
然后要灭绝。
And I will destroy them.
弟兄姊妹，这是大卫的祷告。
And this is the prayer of David.
不容许仇敌自由进出在我们中间。
He will not allow the enemy to come and go freely.
我要去追赶仇敌。
I will pursue my enemies.
不是只把他吓跑，他说我要追上他。
Not only to scare them away, but to overtake them.
而且追上他以后，他说我要灭绝他。
And after I catch them, I will destroy them.
弟兄姊妹啊，如果我们在主的面前没有这样子一个绝对的心智
if we do not have this resolution and determination,
仇敌永远会回来的
the enemy will always come back.
他借着我们的软弱
through our weaknesses,
借着外面的环境的危险
through the threats of our situation.
他一直有一个目的要把我们打跑，把我们打倒
he always has this purpose to destroy us.
要叫我们从神的旨意中滑跌出去
that we will be out of God's will.
要叫我们不能够承受神在我们身上命定给我们的祝福。
That we will not be able to inherit the blessings that God ordained for us.
所以在征战的里面有一个重要的秘诀，就是我们里面要带着一个忠心到底、忠心至死的这个决定。
So in battles, there's a key, there's a secret to be faithful unto death.
那尤其是在时间拖长、难处加大、力量耗竭的时候。
Especially when the duration of the battle is getting longer and longer and difficulty enlarges and the strengths are worn out.
弟兄姊妹，环境在我们的身上。
Yes, the situations might be pressing upon us.
这个困难本身就是一个挑战。
The difficulties by itself is a challenge.
如果再加上时间拖长的话。
And if the duration keeps dragging.
那个考验的力量就增加不知道多少倍。
And the pressure of testing.
而在时间拖长的里面
And then when time keep on dragging,
而我们里面的力量开始耗竭的时候那个试探就显得更重了
And when our inner strength started to wear out that temptation and testing becomes even larger
但是启示录告诉我们弟兄们胜过他
But yet the book of Revelation tells us that brothers overcome him
借着羔羊的血和自己所见证的道
By the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony
弟兄姊妹这都不是喊两声就解决就得胜了
And these are the battles are not won just by shouting out these things
底下说到他们虽至于死也不爱惜自己的生命
The Bible continues to say that they did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death
说到这个挑战的大跟拖长
that this challenge is not only great but takes a long time
所以如果大家回家继续有空读诗篇十八篇的话
So if you have time, please continue to read Psalm 18.
大卫不仅仅要追仇敌。
Not only that, David wants to pursue his enemies.
要追上仇敌。
But he will overtake them.
他要叫所有的仇敌伏在他的脚下。
He will subdue all his enemies before his feet.
他要将仇敌灭绝，他才回来。
He will only turn back when the enemies are destroyed.
所以弟兄姊妹，希望我们在主的面前求神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us now.
像我们这个 CUP 的事情。
Like our application for CUP.
其实从我们的第一个 draft, 第一个写出来的 plan 给 City 的时候呢，是2004年12月。
We started sending in the first draft in the December of year 2004.
我们已经被拖了两年多了。
It's been dragging on for 2 years.
如果从我们买下来2005年9月6号算起的话。
And then we purchased the building September 6th, year 2005.
也已经被拖了一年半了。
And we have, it's been a year and a half.
我们每一次所写的东西送给市政府又被打回来，送进去又被打回来。
We keep on turning into our drafts, only get rejected again and again.
一共几次？
You know how many times?
记不记得？
Do you remember how many times?
王弟兄几次？十次，跟国父十次革命一样。
Ten times.
弟兄姊妹，我们进进出出十次了。
We went in and out of City Hall 10 times.
你如果有参加教会祷告会的话，
If you participate in the church prayer meeting,
如果你真正关心这件事情发展的话，
If you care about the progress of this issue,
我相信我们都经历过灰心失望和沮丧。
I'm sure all of us have experienced disappointments and despair.
如果你从来没有灰心失望沮丧的话，
You never felt despair or disappointed.
要么你是一个伟大的得胜者，
Either you're a great victor.
要么就是这件事情对你不痛不痒，你不关心，
Or you're not very caring about this.
弟兄姊妹，当你真正摆进来的时候，你一定失望的。
If you really get involved, for sure you will be disappointed.
怎么可能又被打回来呢？
How can we get rejected again?
怎么可能为了拼字拼错又打回来呢？
How can they turn us down?Just because of spelling errors.
怎么原来说都好了，为什么现在突然又加进新的要求呢？
How come they keep on coming up new conditions?
怎么说好要给我们的这些人又生病又请假又度假去了？
Why is that they promised that they would do it and then now they're on vacation or they're sick?
弟兄姊妹，一次又一次，一次又一次。
Time after time.
弟兄姊妹，这对我们是个考验。
This is a test.
但是弟兄们胜过他。
But yet brothers overcome.
弟兄姊妹，神不仅仅考验我们的信心。
Not only God is testing our faith.
神也要叫在你建立那个持续的信心。
But God is building an enduring faith.
忍耐到底必然得救。
Endure to the last and you will be saved.
忍耐到底必然得胜。
Endure to the last and you will have victory.
弟兄姊妹，教会的征战是这样。
This is the same with the battles of church.
你我个人的征战也是这样。
The same principle applies to our personal life.
你们有没有很多人为自己的家人祷告很多年他还不得救的？
Any one of you pray for your unsaved family for a long time before they were saved?
我们有没有很多人为自己的生病病得医治很久没 得到答应的？
Have you been praying for your sickness for a long time?
我们向神求一件事或者一个难处被解决多年没有答应。
We ask God for a solution to our problems.He did not answer for many years.
弟兄姊妹，为什么患难生忍耐？
That is why difficulties will produce perseverance.
忍耐生老练。
And perseverance character.
而你稀奇的是，老练就生出盼望来。
And what's amazing is that when character is formed, there's hope.
而神应许我们这些盼望不至于羞愧。
And God promises that hope will not disappoint us.
很多时候我们一开始的盼望常常是错的。
A lot of times we start out with false hope.
常常不是从神来的。
We start with a hope that did not come from God.
常常是有掺杂我们自己不知道的。
And then it's very mixed and very impure and we do not know.
所以神借着时间在这里洁净我们所有的祷告和盼望。
Through time, God is purifying our hopes and our prayers.
以前说有一个乡下人第一次进城啊。
There was a story, person from village came to the city for the first time.
他对城市这些现代的生活完全不了解，他是很穷的乡下过生活。
And then he did not understand the lifestyles in the city.
他进了城市以后，最让他惊讶的一件事情。
What amazes him the most in the city?
就是一个铁盒子。
It's a metal box.
就是大楼里面的铁盒子。
It's a big metal box in the midst of tall building.
用今天的话叫做电梯。
Today we call those boxes.Elevators.
他站在那里看那个铁盒子开开来。
He observed those big boxes. The door will open.
老太太走进去
An old lady walked in.
然后铁盒子关起来
And then the door closed.
过一下铁盒子打开来
And after a little while, the box opened again.
一个很漂亮的小姐走出来
A young, beautiful lady comes out.
哇她高兴得不得了就冲回家去把她的太太拉来
So he was so happy, he went home and brought his wife.
把她放进去
And put his wife in the box.
放了多少次出来还是她太太
But then no matter how many times he put her in,
she came out the same. 错误的盼望啊
And that is false hope.
好我们的盼望是建立在神的应许上面。
But our hope has to be grounded on God's promise.
而这个盼望让我们能够面对一切的考验。
And that hope will cause us to be able to face all challenges.
而在这个患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望。
And suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope.
当我们生命真老练的时候
When we become mature,
我们知道神要的是什么
and we know what God wants.
我们也因着这样子的祷告，我们有充足的把握。
Therefore, we pray with assurance.
因为时间的关系，我在圣经上所列的这些美好的榜样，好，我没有空讲。
I listed many beautiful examples throughout the Bible, but we have no time to go over them.
但是我真的希望弟兄姊妹回家好好去读它。
But I hope that you will read them.
多少圣经的榜样都说到他们面对仇敌的时候。
All these examples tell us when the
像亚玛利人的征战摩西约书亚他们征战直到日落
when people of God faced the enemies like when Moses was fighting with the Amalekites they were holding hands up until sundown
把杀了亚玛利王和他一切的百姓
they killed all the Amalekites
你千万不要以为说怎么这么残忍
please do not think about the cruelty of the battle
你知道亚玛利人是神百姓出埃及要走天路的时候第一个出现的仇敌
Remember that Amalekites was the first enemy during the Israelites pilgrim in the wilderness.
拦住神的百姓在神的旨意中往前，他拦住神的百姓在这里承受神所应许的祝福。
They tried all means to stop the people of God and from inheriting God's promises.
就在你我今天的经历里面。
And then they exist today in our experience.
充满了亚玛利人这样子的工作。
There are all kinds of work of the Amalekites in our personal life.
当你真正要顺服神的旨意往前去的时候
When you're determined to obey God and follow His will.
当你真正凭着圣经的应许要来承受神给的祝福的时候
When you are about to inherit God's promises according to the scriptures.
亚玛利人立刻出现拦阻击杀我们
Amalekites would immediately appear and try to destroy them.
亚玛利人做的另外一件事情
The other thing Amalekites did.
生命记二十五章告诉我们他趁着百姓疲乏软弱困倦的时候
Deuteronomy 25 tells us while the people of God were exhausted and tired.
他们从队伍的后面去击杀那些软弱走不动路的人
And they tried to capture and destroy those left behind.
就像今天我们软弱的时候被仇敌吞吃
Just like when we were weak today, we are being devoured by our enemies.
就像我们在教会里面看见有多少软弱的人被仇敌掳去了
We see this at church also. So many weak are being captured by the enemy.
所以弟兄姊妹啊约书亚的征战一直要把亚玛利人的工作从中间除去
Therefore, Joshua was to destroy the work of the Amalekites once for all.
所以你最近进食祷告你就可以为着现在那个看不见的亚玛利人我们求神叫他们失败的
While we're fasting today, we can pray that we will destroy the invisible Amalekites so that they can be defeated.
约书亚打艾城他手中的短枪不收回来
When Joshua was fighting in the battle of Ai, he would not withWe will not draw back the hand that hold the javelin. He held out his javelin until the victory was won.
而我今天的主题是讲到基甸跟三百个勇士，他们虽然疲倦了。
And Gideon and his 300 men, even though they were exhausted.
圣经上说他们还是追赶。
Yet the scripture tells us that they kept up the pursuit.
米甸人是专门破坏神儿女们属灵粮食的。
The Midianites kept on destroying the food of the God's people.
四世纪第五章讲到每一次当神百姓们撒种的时候。
The book of Judges chapter 5 tells us every time the people of God sow seed.
米甸人立刻像海边的沙这么多来围绕他们。
The Midianites will come and surround them like the sea on the sand on the ocean.
圣经上说到他们毁坏全地。
And the Bible says they will destroy all the land.
让神百姓极其穷乏。
So that the people of God were in impoverished state.
我相信在做信徒多年的都已经知道我在说什么。
I'm sure all of us who have been Christians for a while know what I'm talking about.
这是属灵粮食的争夺战啊。
This is the battle for spiritual food.
今天多少的教会很饥荒，你知道吗？
Do you know that many churches are in famine?
他们在聚会的里面得不到属灵的粮食。
They cannot get spiritual food in their meeting.
每一次撒种的时候，亚玛利不米甸人立刻来。
Every time God's children sow the seed, the Midianites will come immediately.
他们毁坏全地，叫神儿女们活在贫乏软弱之中。
They destroy the land so that the people of God live in poverty.
而基甸带着300个人。
Yes, Gideon led 300 men.
他们不仅仅已经杀了120,000个人啊。
Not only that, they destroyed 120,000.
圣经上说只剩下15,000个人。
Only 15,000 left.
只剩下九分之一了。
So only One night of the enemies we
made. 对我们来说可以休息了。
For us, we probably say, okay, it's good enough, time to rest.
因为已经大获全胜了嘛。
Because we have won the victory already.
但是圣经上告诉我们，他们虽然已经疲乏，他们还是追赶。
But yet the Bible tells us, even though they were exhausted, that yet they kept up the pursuit.
因为这两个王还在那里活着。
Because those two kings still remain alive.
直到全部毁灭。
Until everyone was destroyed.
弟兄姊妹啊，打仗一定会累的啊。
For sure, we will grow tired when we are in a battle.
虽然我们有时候在教会唱诗哈利路亚，耶稣得胜，荣耀的消息，我们都唱得很喜乐。
Sometimes when we sing a hymn at church, we sing joyfully that God has won the victory.
进到战场真是会疲倦的。
But yet when we are truly engaged in the battle, we will feel tired.
跟你们稍微分享一点我个人的见证哈，主如果原谅我的哈。
I'll share with you some of my personal testimony.
我说如果我年轻的时候就知道我的病会在我身上40多年还在的话。
If I knew when I was young that the sickness would stay with me for 40 years.
我一定走不下去了。
There was no way I could keep on going.
可是在这一路上走过来
But as I went through all these years
神一路上在这里加我们的力量
The Lord kept on strengthening me
虽然一次又一次的手术
One surgery after another
没有一个医生能够真正解决我的问题
No one single doctor can help solve my problem
你说会不会疲倦
Do you think I would be tired?
当然会疲倦
Of course
尤其有时候所祷告的跟所得到的结果不一样
Especially when we do not get the answer that we pray for.
里面充满了很多的问题，有时候灰心。
We'll be full of confusion and sometimes despair.
但是弟兄姊妹，神在我们身上的要求，叫我们不要灰心。
But yet the Lord tells us, do not lose heart.
这次去芝加哥，去年年底去芝加哥生命季刊大会之前。
Right before I went to Chicago for the conference in, Last year,
在我去之前大概将近一个月的时候，就脸突然开始发麻哈。
It's about a month before I went to Chicago. I start feeling numb on my face.
然后开始神经抽痛。
And I start feeling the pain.
在芝加哥大会的时间，我到最后甚至连咬东西都不能咬，整个神经脸都痛。
During the conference at Chicago, it was to a point that I could hardly chew because it hurt.
但是后面几天我甚至弄吞的咬一咬就轻轻咬一咬就把它吞下去
So in the last few days of the conference I was just about swallowing my food I couldn't chew
当每一次仇敌借着疾病要来攻击的时候
But every time when the enemy tried to attack us with a sickness
在我们里面在我跟念慈的里面我们就是不妥协
But then in the heart of my and my wife we would not compromise
他就是要打倒我们叫我们不要再走在主的路上
Because they're just trying to strike us down so that we will not continue walking on the way.
让我们稍微体贴自己一点，疲乏了休息吧，不要再做了。
That we will care about our physical bodies a little bit more. That we will just stop.
那我今年年初主怜悯，让我又可以吃东西了哈。
But then the Lord had mercy on me. So beginning of this year, I was able to eat again.
可是那个抽痛仍然在。
But then the pain is still there.
就像以前这个耳朵发炎 ear infection 一样，当它一抽的时候。
The pain just feels like when you have ear infection.
那个痛是直接窜到耳朵里面去。
That the pain is penetrating.
然后顶上窜到头顶上，下面窜到脖子下面。
It just penetrates through up to my head and then to my neck.
然后以前开刀的这个刀口，整个缝的地方都痛。
And then the wound from past surgeries all hurt.
那因为最近痛得越来越厉害了。
The pain started increasing lately.
所以我们上个礼拜五临时陪我去Stanford, 我以前的医院那边去看一下。
So last Friday, my wife accompanied me to Stanford Hospital to visit the doctor.
然后我的医生一看到我的情形，他马上帮我安排一个 neurologist 的一个神经科的医生啊，马上看我。
The doctor immediately arranged a neurologist to.
但他们对我的病因为通通都没有听过我的病因为我的病是在世界上 case 很少很少的病
Because my sickness is so rare they never heard of
所以他们只能说他说我们现在不知道什么东西 irritate 你的三叉神经
So they say I don't know what's irritating your nerve right now
所以他说可能是任何的原因也可能是你从前开刀开太多次里面有变化了
It could be anything It could be that you had too many surgeries in the past
弟兄姊妹，当我们要去体贴自己的时候
，But if we just care about our body more and try to，
仇敌绝对可以把更多更多的软弱，借着疾病的软弱来叫你这个人安静下来。
Then the enemy for sure can cause you to be quiet by giving you more sicknesses。
那我是犹豫了很久，今天才跟弟兄姊妹交通。
I hesitated for a long time before sharing with you。
那我的重点是希望弟兄姊妹们，我们在主的面前不要妥协。
My intention is to encourage you not to give up。
是会疲乏。
Yes, we will be tired。
你要妥协，你就不能往前。
If you compromise, you can never go on again。
我想我今天不讲，你们没有一个人知道我身体不舒服。
If I do not tell you, you probably cannot tell that I'm in pain。
你们没有一个人知道我这两天正在发烧，正在感冒。
You don't know that I'm still having fever and having a flu.
没有人知道过十几分钟他会抽一次，连我刚才讲已经抽了好几次了。
You don't know that the sharp pain just keep recurring every 10 minutes.
但是弟兄姊妹啊，我们不向仇敌妥协的。
But yet we will not compromise and yield.
我们要在神应许成就之前，我们继续往前。
We'll continue to march on before the fulfillment of God's promise.
那在我这一生这四十多年的生病里面
，throughout the sick years, more than 40 years of sickness.
疾病常常会来攻击。
Yes, the sickness kept on attacking.
当我们真站住的时候，有一天它就退下去了。
But if we stand firm, they will withdraw.
我可以会前我不起来祷告。
If I do not rise up and pray,
我可以说我今天发烧，我脸痛，我不开口了。
I can easily give myself an excuse. Today I'm having a fever. I cannot pray.
但是你们还是听到我刚刚在会前我几次开口祷告。
But you can still hear my prayers today.
弟兄姊妹，我们不甘心。
We will not give up.
至终当把仇敌都踏在我们脚下的时候。
Until we trample all our enemies under our feet.
你发现难处过去了。
Then you will discover the difficulty will disappear.
你会发现虽然就算环境还在。
Even if the difficulties remain,
但是神已经提升水涨船高船过去了。
But yet God has already elevated us so that we can sail through.
这些东西再也不能拦阻我们。
And all these things can never stop me again.
今天我们多少的弟兄姊妹因为小孩哭一下，我们就不来聚会了。
So many brothers and sisters today will not come to the meeting because their kid will cry.
因为我们生活有一点难处，我们就不来聚会了。
Or we stop coming to church because we have difficulties.
弟兄姊妹，我们要不甘心。
But don't give up.
当我们真坚持的时候
，If we stand firm,
你发现神在我们身上有极大的祝福。
Then we will discover great blessings from the Lord.
就像大卫的勇士，当他们在那里守住那块麦田的时候
，Just like David's mighty men when they took the ground and stand.
虽然很多以色列百姓都逃走了
，Many Israelites already escaped and ran away.
以利亚撒、多玛他们这些守住麦田的人
，But Eleazar they took the ground and stand.
他们征战到最后，手镰刀拔。
They fought to a point that the sword was frozen to their hands.
说到他们杀了多少的仇敌，那个血跟刀把已经让他完全连在一起了。
That they killed so many enemies that the blood has already glued their hand to the sword.
斯百克弟兄说，这叫做持续的能力。
Brother Sparks says that is called endurance.
就是不肯妥协。
Strength that will never compromise.
虽然他们手臂疲乏
，Yes, their hands may be tired.
但是他们继续为神家站住，直到神的百姓通通回来，因为他得胜了。
Until they stood the ground, until the Israelites came back because they have won the victory.
两次都讲到耶和华使神的百姓大大得胜。
Twice the Bible says the Lord brought great victory.
什么转机造成的呢
？So who caused the turning point?
撒玛守住红豆田，以利亚撒守住大麦田。
The two generals.
那故事发生的时候，都讲到神的百姓先逃跑了。
When the story happened, it always says that the people of God escaped.
但是就是有一些不肯放弃的人守住了。
But then those who would not give up took the ground.
他们虽然疲乏，仍旧征战了。
Even though they were exhausted, they kept the fight.
后来局面转变了。
But then the situation turned around.
那些逃跑的百姓，他们一看转变了，就都回来了。
When they see the situation turn around, those who ran away came back.
不仅仅钱被守住。
Not only that, they kept their faith.
而且神使以色列大大得胜。
The Lord brought great victory to Israelites.
对，弟兄姊妹，我们尤其我们中间祷告的战士们。
Especially prayer warriors in our midst.
这些日子在神家守望的。
And those watchmen in our midst.
我希望你们不要灰心。
Hope you will not give up.
我们始终我们的祷告要让整个局面转过来。
We'll pray that the situation will turn around.
神要使神家大大的得胜。
The Lord will bring great victory to His house.
而我们这种持续的能力到底怎么来呢？
Where do we get those enduring strength?
刚才我们讲过，很多的时候那个难处是很多年的。
Sometimes the difficulties might last for many years.
刚才这个淑美姊妹做见证的时候，我们神家消息上也有写。
And then what Sister Amy just shared is also
written
on the program sheet.
CUP 之前教会每一次礼拜二的祷告会都极其宝贵啊。
That the prayer meetings on Tuesday evenings are very precious.
我们都要为了一件特别的事情，除了为 CUP 以外，我们还要为了一个特别的需要祷告。
Not only that we pray for the progress of CUP, we also pray for special needs.
那这个礼拜我们是要为了在座弟兄姊妹有任何还没有信主的直接的亲人，我们为他们祷告。
This coming Tuesday evening, we will pray for brothers and sisters.Who have immediate family members who are not yet saved?
我可不可以问一下，我们在座有任何弟兄姊妹，如果你的父母、配偶或是儿女还没有信主的，请你举手，好吧
？Please raise your hand if your either your parents, your spouse, or children are not yet saved.
超过一半，那包括你的兄弟姐妹也没有信主的，
or your siblings, brothers and sisters.
就是我刚刚讲的这三种以外，再加上兄弟姐妹的，你看这个更多了，三分之二了啊。
More than two thirds of us.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们一定要一起来借着神家，我们为着他们祷告。
Let's come to God's house and pray for them.
我们会预备一个箱子。
We will prepare a box.
你把你没有信主的最亲爱的这些家人，把他名字写下来丢进去。
Write the names of your beloved family members and put their names in the box.
我记得十几年前，当我们教会刚开工的时候。
I remember when our church first started more than 10 years ago.
那个时候，我特别向那少数的弟兄姊妹发出一个挑战。
At that time, I challenged those brothers and sisters in our midst.
我说，我们至少一个月有一次，我们禁食祷告会，我们为着没有信主的家人祷告。
That at least once a month, we'll fast and pray for those unsaved family members.
我们不能够自己在这里生活，享受我们的舒适，而我们让我们的家人有一天迈向永远的审判。
We cannot enjoy our blessings yet neglect our family members so that they're walking toward eternal destruction.
你如果觉得我祷告多时没有用。
If you feel you've been praying for a long time and doesn't work.
弟兄姊妹，虽然疲乏，怎么样
？But brothers and sisters, exhausted and yet keep up the pursuit.
一起讲，还是追赶。我这是跟你们学的哈，在上面发动大家讲话，虽然疲乏。还是追赶，弟兄姊妹不要放弃。
Exhausted, keep up the pursuit. Do not give up.
十几年前，当我们刚开始这样做的时候
，When we first started doing it more than 10 years ago，
我记得不错的话，在三四个月内
，If I don't remember wrong, within 3 or 4 months，
我们中间有一个弟兄，他的母亲从不信到信，然后离开这个世界。
A brother's mother, started out as unbelieving, and then she believed, and then she departed from.
她原来完全健健康康的。
She was very healthy.
然后突然生病。
And all of a sudden she got ill.
那还好，那一阵子我们一直为她祷告，就在她病了两三个礼拜以后，她信主了。
So fortunately, we were praying for her persistently, and she was saved.
她几十年不信的。
She has been unbelieving for many years.
啊，她信主之后几个礼拜以后，她被主接走了。
And after she believed, she was taken away from the world.
每次想起来都是在她临走之前从火中抽出来的。
So she was like being snatched out of the fire.
弟兄姊妹真的是从永火里面抽出来的柴啊。
She was like a stick snatched out of the eternal fire.
我们真的请求弟兄姊妹不要轻看你的家人。
So I beseech brothers and sisters, do not neglect this duty.
那持续到底的中心，我在这里来写的三件事情。
So I listed three things where we can draw endurance faith.
格林多前书十三章讲到如今长存的有信、有望、有爱。
First Corinthians chapter 13 says, "Today remain what remains is faith, hope, and love."
不仅仅这三件事情是永存的，是长存的。
So these three things will last till eternity.
其实要让我们里面有持续能力的，也是来自于这三件事情。
In order to have endurance strength, it has to be from these three things.
第一件事情，借着坚固的信心。
Through firm faith.
希伯来书十二章第一节讲到，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 1 says, "Let's fix our eyes on Jesus."
有一个更好的翻译叫做万段以止于耶稣。
A better translation is to look off onto Jesus.
这个听起来很奇怪啊。
It might sound a little awkward.
那我稍微解释一下。
Let me explain it.
就是说，如果主在这里。
Say if the Lord is here.
不管你这个时候在看谁，看什么。
Doesn't matter what you're looking at right now.
什么叫做万段 looking off?
What does it mean to look off?
就是把你现在在看的任何的人事物转开来。
Is to take your eyes off the object you're looking at.
Onto Jesus.
And then move your eyes onto Jesus.
所以弟兄姊妹，信心第一个要解决的是要先解决我们到底在看谁。
So the first problem we have to face is.Whom are we looking at?
信心的来源是建立在我们所信的是谁。
The source of our faith is built upon whom we believe.
和他所应许的。
And his promises.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们信心一切的来源。
And that is the source and base of our faith.
再考一次，来自于什么？
So where does it come from?
深知道我们所信的是谁。
To know whom we believe.
和他所应许的，他所说的。
And his promises what he said.
他怎样对我说，事情就要怎样成就。
Things will happen according to what he told me.
所以弟兄姊妹，什么叫做万断？就是我把它断掉，我再也不看钟明了。
So what does it mean to look off, to take your eyes off this person?
或是我再也不看这个难处了。
Or take your eyes off this trouble.
弟兄姊妹，这个好像我们眼睛从风浪上，我们转到我们的主身上来。
Take our eyes off the storm and fix.
The NIV 的翻译叫做 Fix your eyes upon Jesus.
The NIV translation says Fix our eyes on Jesus.
这教我们怎么看。
That teaches us how to see.
刚才第一个翻译是教授我们看谁。
Okay, first, whom do we look at?
就是什么别的都不要看 Looking off, 不再看他了。
Don't look at anything else.
然后 onto Jesus.
Only look onto Jesus.
第二个事情是教我们怎么看，叫做 fix your eyes, 就是不要离开主。
Then how to look to fix your eyes? Do not remove your gaze.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫做信心。
And that is faith.
所以当你要经过一个底下是万丈深渊的吊桥的时候
，If you're going through a standing bridge,
如果你看底下的悬崖，底下的那个可怕的石头，尖尖的
，If you keep looking at what's in the bottom of the valley.
你一面走一面脚是软的啊。
Then you will feel very weak.
最好的方法就是你看着前面。
The best way is to look forward.
或者看着前面带领你的人，你眼睛就是定睛在他的身上，不看别的。
Or follow your guide. Fix your eyes on your guide.
所以 not only looking off onto Jesus, 而且 fix your eyes upon Jesus.
Not only take your eyes off from other things, but fix your eyes on Jesus.
第二件事情
Second thing,
是借着荣耀的盼望
through glorious hope,
神给我们得胜的应许和把握
The Lord has given us promise and assurance of victory.
就是我们说的他欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀
Just like we said, he rejoiced in the hope of the glory of God.
不但如此就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的
Not only so, but we also rejoice in our suffering.
刚才我们读的希伯来书十二章
Hebrews chapter 12 verse
第二节的前半叫我们万段以及与耶稣。
The first part of verse 2 says, let's fix our eyes on Jesus.
接下来他讲到主耶稣给我们立的榜样。
And then it says, the Lord has set a good example for us.
主耶稣走这条路的时候也是带着荣耀的盼望。
So when Jesus walked on this path, he too had a glorious hope.
怎么说呢？他说他因着前面的喜乐。
The Bible says, for the joy set before him.
他因着摆在前面的喜乐
because of the joy set before him,
就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难
that he endured the cross, scorning its shame.
请问，圣经上讲到这段经文的时候
let me ask you, when the Bible talks about this,
讲到主耶稣在地上的经历
it's the experience of our Lord Jesus on earth.
他那个时候就已经经历了那个前面的喜乐吗？
Has he already experienced the joy set before him?
这圣经上是说他因着摆在前面的喜乐。
Because the Bible says, for the joy set before him.
但是眼前的经历却是羞辱，却是十字架的苦难，对不对？
But yet his present experience is but shame and pain.
所以他看见了未来，看见了那个荣耀的结局。
But yet he foresaw the glorious hope.
所以他就能够轻看羞辱，忍受十字架。
So he was able to endure the cross, scorning the shame.
而最终他坐在神的右边。
Finally, sat down at the right hand of the Lord of God. 所以弟兄姊妹，
今天像我们昨天这个长子同工们，我们开会开了一个早上。
Yesterday we had elders deacons and ministers meeting.
那不仅仅是新年啊，我们的讨论在一起交通整年的计划。
We discussed the plan for this year.
其实，在我们整个的计划里面，我们很大的部分也讨论到我们不久进到 Bowers 以后。我们该有的准备。
We also talk about the preparation after we move to Bowers.
因为我们眼睛已经看见神怎么说，事情会怎么成就。
Because our eyes have already seen that God will accomplish what He promised.
虽然我们现在还没有拿到 CUP,
even though we have not obtained the CUP yet,
但是我们已经在做拿到 CUP 之后的准备。
But we are already preparing for the days after we obtain CUP.
不然我们为什么要做这些呢？
Otherwise, why would we discuss and plan?
你们听过那个小小的故事吗？
Have you heard a story?
有一个地方饥荒了很这个旱灾了很久不下雨啊。
There was a place they had drought for a long time without rain.
他们发动禁食祷告要叫神降下雨来。
So they fasted and prayed for rain.
那天所有去赴会的里面只有一个小女孩带着伞去。
Among all those who attended the prayer meeting, only a small girl brought an umbrella.
很多大人都问她旱灾了这么久你带伞来干什么
Many adults asked her, why do you bring the umbrella? We're having a drought.
她说我们不是祷告叫神降雨吗
But she says, are we going to pray for rain today?
弟兄姊妹单纯的信心像孩子的信心
That's the pure faith like a child.
那弟兄姊妹她是带着盼望去的
Because she went with the hope.
今天我们是有神的应许，我们更是有十足的盼望。
Today we have God's promise. Of course, we will have assurance.
所以我们神怎么说，我们就开始照着计划开始预备我们进去了。
We will obey and plan as what God said.
所以真实的盼望是建立在神的应许上。
The true hope comes from the promise of God.
神既然把这样应许给我们，神怎么说，我们就怎么信。
Since God already gave us the promise, we will believe as He said.
神怎么说，我们就怎么做梦。
And then we will dream according to his promise.
现在人很怕讲做梦，觉得那是你自己的幻想。
Nowadays, people dread about dreaming. They think it's your fantasy.
那我们用比较理性的话好了，神怎么说我们就怎么做准备。
Then let's be more logical. We say we plan according to God's promise.
就是要预备好那天应许成就的时候，我们该有的情形。
Yes, we just have to be ready so that when the fulfillment of promise comes, we are ready.
弟兄姊妹，这叫做盼望。
And that is our hope.
最后我们讲到强烈的爱跟使命感。
Lastly, we say our endurance faith comes from strong love and sense of mission.
这个 endurance.
This endurance.
这个耐力。
The endurance.
圣经上说的这个 long suffering, 这个忍耐。
Or the long suffering.
弟兄姊妹，来自于真正的爱。
Comes from true love.
哥林多前书十三章保罗那个废置人口的爱的真谛，第一句话是什么？
What did Paul say in the First Corinthians chapter 13 about love?
一起来说什么？爱是恒久忍耐。
That love is patient.
弟兄姊妹啊，什么力量能够叫人产生恒久忍耐？
What power can cause us to be long suffering?
真实的爱啊。
True love.
你翻开报纸，你听到的人有多少那个感动的爱的故事？
We hear many moving stories about love.
有多少的母亲照顾那个植物变成植物人的孩子
Many mothers take care of their disabled children.
先不要讲这样就连我们认识的三弟兄三姊妹你看他照顾他们的这个 Anita 照顾了快30年
Like the brothers and sisters we know living down in Irvine they took care of their disabled child for more than 30 years.
他女儿生下来运动神经就不能动全身缩成一截
When their daughter was born, she could not move. She was paralyzed.
不能讲话。
She couldn't talk.
每一顿饭所有的食物必须打成流质，一口一口的喂她。
She could only intake on liquid food.
要抱着她推轮椅，要帮她洗澡，帮她换尿布。
They have to carry her everywhere, have to bathe her and change diapers all the time.
30年下来，你任何时候看见我们的弟兄姊妹，他们从来没有埋怨。
For 30 years.You do not hear any complaints from their parents. 他们
欢欢喜喜地在这里照顾他们的女儿。
They joyfully take care of their daughter.
爱是很久忍耐啊。
Love is patient and long suffering.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们就算不见得有这样子的遭遇啊。
We may not have a situation like that.
你看教会有一些人，他们当主日学老师。
Like some teach Sunday school.
我就知道东岸有一个姊妹，她在主日学里面服侍了大概二三十年。
I know a sister who lives in East Coast. She's teaching children Sunday school for more than 20 years.
很多时候我们做妈妈的就是随着孩子服侍完我们就洗手不干了。
A lot of times we teach Sunday school and when our children graduate, we leave the service.
我不是说这个不好啊。
I'm not saying that it's bad.
你至少还在孩子成长的过程中哦，你把自己摆进来了。
At least you accompany your children to grow together.
但是你就发现有一些人他孩子虽然已经毕业走了他还是留守照顾这些孩子。
But then you notice some people remain even after their children graduate.
而且现在的孩子是越来越难带。
And it's getting harder and harder to teach children nowadays.
可是他身上带着爱带着使命感要我帮神家培养好的器皿。
But they want to bring up next generation for God's house with love and patience.
弟兄姊妹，爱产生忍耐，爱神让我们里面带着使命。
And love produces patience and sense of mission.
连国家、民族、理想都有那种抛头颅、洒热血的啊。
There are people who love their country and then they would die for their country.
你看那些选手为了国家能够拿到奥运金牌，他们付多少代价
？And those athletes, they pay such a price so that their nation will get honor in Olympics.
不是练个三五天、三五个礼拜就可以拿金牌的。
They do not practice only for 3-5 days or 3-5 weeks.
那一练就是几年的，而且清早四五点钟他们就跑去操练了。
They practiced starting early mornings for many years.
我听说关颖珊是每天早上四五点就跑去练溜冰，一天要练好几个小时。
I heard Michelle Kwong practiced since the morning, 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning for many years.
弟兄姊妹，你们带着一个爱，带着一个使命感的时候。
When you have love and sense of mission,
让我们能够付得出代价。
That we will be able to pay the price.
让我们有力量去面对一切的挑战和困难。
And we have strength.To face all the difficulties and challenges.
让我们有力量去胜过人的惰性和体贴。
That we have power to overcome our physical weaknesses.
弟兄姊妹，那爱主更是这样了。
It's even more with the love for our Lord.
如果我们做任何事情是为主做，带着爱来做。
If we do anything for the love of our Lord.
弟兄姊妹，神会把那个 endurance, 把那个 patience, 把那个 long suffering 赐给我们。
The Lord will grant us endurance, long suffering, and patience that we look for.
有爱就有力量。
When there's love, there's strength.
为主更是这样。
For the Lord is even more so.
让我再学祭服一样，大家跟我讲啊，有爱就有力量。
Okay. Now follow me. When there's love, there's strength.
爱神爱主更是这样。
Even more so with, to love the Lord.
有一个宣教士，有一次他坐飞机的时候。
One time there was a missionary who was on the plane.
他经过日本。
He passed through Japan.
在日本的柜台碰到一个日本的小姐。
At the counter at the airport, he met a lady.
他又会讲日文，又会讲中文，又会讲韩文，又会讲英文。
The lady was able to speak Chinese, Japanese, Korean, and English.
就是一个非常聪明非常能干的一个女孩子。
And that's a very smart young lady.
这个宣教师就问她说：“你是个基督徒吗？”
So the missionary asked her, "Are you a Christian?"
她说：“不是，我是个佛教徒。”
Says, "No, I'm a Buddhist."
那个宣教师就直接问她一个问题：“那你爱你的佛吗？”
And so the missionary asked, "Do you love your Buddha?"
哇，这个女孩子说，爱他。你问我爱不爱他
？And the young lady says, "You ask me to if I love him?"
她非常惊讶的回答，她说我从来没想过这个问题。
She was so surprised that I never thought about this.
她说我从来没有想到对神要用爱的。
I never thought about loving my God.
这个宣教师就趁机跟他讲，他说我们所信的神就是不一样。
The missionary continued, but our God is different.
他就是爱，他为我们死。
He is love and He died for us.
所以所有的基督徒，你们最大的感受就是爱他，因为我们是蒙爱的人。
So all Christians will feel the strong love because we're being loved.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们何等有福啊！
How fortunate and blessed we are.
今天我们接受的不是一个宗教的理想。
We're not just receiving a religious ideal.
我们所信所侍奉的是一个又真又活宇宙的主宰。
What we believe and serve is a living God, the Master of the universe.
这个神爱我们爱到一个地步。
This God loved us to a point.
他为你为我死在十字架上。
That He died for you and me on the cross.
这个爱今天激励我们。
And today this love compels us.
让我们这些活着的人不再为自己活。
So those of us who live today will no longer live for ourselves.
我们信那位为我们死而复活的主活。
But we live for the Lord who died and resurrected.
我们居然可以来爱他。
That we can even love Him.
弟兄姊妹啊，何等的福分啊！
What a blessing.
今天你在任何的服事上灰心了吗？
If you are disappointed and despair in your service,
今天是不是在你的服事的岗位上已经开始出现埋怨了呢？
Do you start complaining about your service?
我们求神的爱再一次的来浇灌我们。
May the Lord pour in our heart His love again.
我们能爱，因为他先爱我们。
We love because He first loved us.
我们能有力量，因为我们里面被神重新恢复了起初的爱。
We have strength because He has revived in us that first love.
也让这个爱在我们里面产生很久的忍耐。
And that love will produce long suffering and patience.
不管在你的岗位上，在使命上，在面对的困难上。
Whether in your position, in your service, or your sense of mission.
尤其神家现在面对的征战上。
Especially the challenge that we face today.
我们能够虽然疲乏，仍旧追赶。
That even though we're exhausted, we will be able to keep up the pursuit.
把荣耀归给神。
And give glory to God.
我们唱663首，只唱两节。
Let's sing the hymn
663首，我们只唱两节。
663。
弟兄姊妹，我知道今天我们在座的有些弟兄姊妹还是有自己的难处。
I realize that a lot of us have our personal troubles.
身体上的。
Either it's physical,
家庭上的
family,
工作上的
or with your job,
甚至你跟神之间的关系
or your relationship with God.
说不定还有一个你胜不过的罪
Maybe there's a sin that you just cannot overcome.
不管它是什么
Whatever that is.
弟兄姊妹，求神在兴起我们
May the Lord help to rise us up.
让我们带着坚固的信心
That we will stand with firm faith.
带着一个荣耀的盼望，知道神的应许一定要成就
With a glorious hope, knowing that God's promise will for sure fulfill.
更让主来恢复我们起初的爱
And may the Lord revive in us that first love.
让我们在这条路上
So that on this pilgrimage,
不再困倦
That we will run without growing tired.
行路不再疲乏
And we will walk without getting weary.
因为我们跟神之间有一个对的关系
Because we have a good relationship with the Lord.
因为我们常常等候耶和华
Because we often wait upon the Lord.
神要叫我们重新得力
The Lord will renew our strength.
在这条去而不返的路上，可以让我们力量一再复原
On this way of no return, that we keep on getting the strength.
663首
Hymn 60,
我们只唱第一节跟第三节
We will sing on stanzas 1 and
3. 既然第一个字是赞颂，我们就请大家都站起来。
赞颂一当为主，赞颂如同海边起帆稳固，用尽你的这些光芒，隐藏好主。
现在一同站在你宝座的面前。
Oh Lord, we are all standing before your throne now.
主啊，将那上头来的能力给你儿女们披上。
Give us the strength from above.
让你的儿女们都在你面前刚强站住。
That all your children will stand firm before you.
我们对仇敌不妥协。
That we will not compromise in front of our
我们也不体贴自己的软弱。
We will not mind of our own weaknesses.
主，让我们勇敢地为你和你的旨意能够站住。
That we will stand firm. courageously for you and for your will.
让你所应许的能够速速的成就在我们身上。
That your promise will soon be fulfilled in our midst.
让你应许的福分也能够大大的临到你的子民。
That the promise, the blessing will come upon your people.
主，我们为着在座的每一个弟兄姊妹，我们向你祷告。
We pray for every brothers and sisters here.
不管我们这个人多年长期以来。是受到什么事情的捆绑或辖制
Whatever we've been bound for many years
主为我们断开所有的锁链和捆绑
Break up all the chains and fetters
主不管我们多年来、有什么难处一直没有解决
Whatever troubles that we have encountered for many years without
主把那个持续的能力赐给我们
Give us the endurance faith
让我们借着常常等候你
Through waiting upon you often,
让我们力量可以复原
that our strength will be renewed,
奔跑不再困倦，行路不再疲乏
that we will run without growing weary and we'll walk without faint.
我们要靠着主追赶我们的仇敌
by the Lord, we will pursue our enemies.
我们要靠着主追上我们的仇敌
and we will overtake our enemies.
我们更是要靠着主的应许和能力灭绝我们一切的仇敌
and with the promised strength, we will destroy our enemies.
让我们能够平安地行在你的面前
that we will walk before you in peace.
我们谢谢你
Lord, we thank you.
我们特别求你把我们亲爱未信主的家人放在我们的心中
and please place in our hearts our beloved and unsaved family members.
哦，加重我们里面的负担
increase our burdens for them.
让我们要继续为我们的家人祷告
that we will continue to intercede for them.
虽然疲乏，还是追赶
though exhausted, we will keep up the pursuit.
直到他们归到你的名下
until they belong to you.
听我们的祷告
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.